This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the government is moving towards opening up the nuclear sector for private players. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating Indian space startup Skyroot's Infinity Campus in Hyderabad through video conferencing from New Delhi yesterday, highlighting that just as space sector was opened for private entities by the government, the Prime Minister said the scope of other reforms is continuously increasing.
जैसे हमने space innovation को private sector के लिए open किया, वैसे ही हम न्यूक्लियर सेक्टर को भी ओपन करने की तरफ आगे बढ़ रहे हैं। इस सेक्टर में भी हम प्राइवेट सेक्टर की सशक्त भूमिका की नींव रखने जा रहे हैं। इससे स्मॉल मॉड्यूलर रिएक्टर, एडवांस रिएक्टर्स और न्यूक्लियर इनोवेशन में अवसर बनेंगे। यह रिफॉर्म हमारी एनर्जी सिक्योरिटी और टेक्नोलॉजिकल लीडरशिप को नई शक्ति देगा।
On the occasion, the Prime Minister also unveiled Skyroot's first orbital rocket, Vikram 1, with capability to launch satellites. He said India's space sector is becoming an attractive destination for global investors. The Supreme Court has asked the centre to consider bringing a stringent law to deal with derogatory remarks against persons with disabilities. The top court asked the centre to consider framing a statute to make derogatory remarks ridiculing persons with disabilities and rare genetic disorders a penal offence on the lines of the SCST Act. A bench comprising Chief Justice Suryakant and Justice Joymalia Bagchi yesterday said there is a need for a neutral, independent and autonomous body to regulate obscene, offensive or illegal content on online platforms. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his Indonesian counterpart Jafri Jamsuddin co-chaired the third India-Indonesia Defence Ministers' Dialogue in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, both countries reiterated their commitment to maritime security, including coordination in the Indian Ocean. They also stressed on the importance of maintaining a free, open, peaceful, stable and prosperous Indo-Pacific region guided by international law and respect for sovereignty. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla met President of the Transitional Legislative Assembly of Burkina Faso, Ousmane Bougouma, and his accompanying delegation in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, the Speaker said they exchanged views on the ties between the two countries and the growing development-oriented partnership that continues to add new dimensions to the bilateral cooperation. The Speaker assured Mr. Bougouma of India's continued support in advancing Burkina Faso's development goals. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has clarified that there are no such guidelines mandating that meals served in trains must be halal certified. There have been recent media reports stating that Railways has been served with notice by National Human Rights Commission on a complaint that only halal processed meat is being used in non-vegetarian meals served on trains by Railways. In a statement, Indian Railways said that IRCTC serves non-vegetarian food, chicken, conforming to standards laid down in Food Safety and Standards Act 2006. The 44th India International Trade Fair at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi concluded yesterday. The theme of the fair this year was Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat. On the last day of the fair, award presentation function was held for various categories. In the category of partner states, Rajasthan bagged gold, while Jharkhand grabbed gold in the focus state category. In the state and UTs category, Odisha won the gold, Madhya Pradesh got silver, and Puducherry was awarded bronze. Flood and landslides caused by torrential rain in Indonesia's North Sumatra province killed at least 34 people. North Sumatra Regional Police spokesman Ferry Waling Tukan said that 52 people are still missing. India Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave conditions over Punjab today. The Met Department also predicted fog conditions at isolated pockets over Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Himachal Pradesh and Odisha. Indian men's hockey team delivered a strong performance, winning 3-2 against New Zealand in a competitive match at the Sultan Azlan Shah Cup Stadium in Ipoh, Malaysia. Amit Rohidas Sanjay and Silvam Karthi scored for India, while George Baker scored twice for New Zealand in the 42nd and 48th minutes. India will play next match with Canada tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.